the fan base is a bit divided on various issues. You're a very straight guy in football, and that's known throughout. What can you do, or what can you say to these fans to try and, you know, bring them back together as one?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, if we are going to get back to the Premier League, it has to be a combined effort. The players, obviously, are in probably more control than anyone to let, you know, that, you know, destiny take hand. But the fans do play a massive part, and they're going to have to play a massive part, because, you know, if we want to turn Ewood into a fortress again, they're going to have to get behind the players. And, you know, if it's a smaller amount of fans that turn out compared to what it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, then hopefully over time the word will get around that, you know, they've got a group of players there, a group of staff who work their socks off every day. No stone unturned, preparation absolutely spot on. And if word gets around and people are feeling good about the football club again, and they've been coming and they still continue to come, maybe they'll tell their friends, and then maybe they'll tell their friends that, you know, do you know what, these guys are having a right good go for us here, and they're worth backing. And hopefully, you never know, we might get to a situation where we're getting, you know, a full house again.
And you as manager, I'm not saying you have any control over this, but the fans again have been, well, they've been subject to a lot of spin, media spin. Things not told to them, they've not been getting the frank and honest truth. I know you as a manager, you're not like that. Would you be looking to maybe change that yourself from within?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately we're a football club, and we're not some kind of movie production. I think, obviously, in the past, maybe we've been too media orientated in terms of I have too much to say. I've got a job to do. My job is to try and make this football club a Premier League football club again. Signed a 2.5-year contract to do that. If I can do that in the first half of the year, after 20 games, then I'll be absolutely delighted. What gets said, what happens outside of the football side of thing, I can't really particularly control. But what I might be able to control is the perception of what people have of Blackburn Football Club. And the only way I do that is obviously by making sure that the group of people I bring in, whether it be staff, whether it be players, are certainly focused on just concentrating on football. We're not bothered, obviously, what goes on the outer skirts of Blackburn. We just concentrate what happens at Blackburn.
And you mentioned in the press conference earlier that one of the main reasons after speaking to the owners and the board is their ambition. Do they match your ambition to go forward?
I think they do. The conversation I had with them, obviously, and it was at length, you know, they sound very, very ambitious. And I think, obviously, there is a divided perception of the owners. But I just think, obviously, you know, they've funded the football club and put a hell of a lot of money into the football club, and they haven't really had that much rewards for it. So hopefully, you know, I can give them a little taste of maybe giving them something back in terms of what we can maybe produce on the pitch. And, you know, like I say, hopefully that's very, very quickly. And if it isn't very quickly, the people who run the football club, the owners and the fans who turn up every week, can see that there's going to be a progression.